good as Martinez been this year, given the sporadic playing time that his production has been?
Yeah, it's his role, and it's a tough role to be consistent in. And he went through a little lull there with the bat speed. Just looked like he hadn't had those live opportunities often enough. And then something clicked. He turned the corner. I knew they were doing some work in the cage with, kind of the machine turned up a little bit just to work on that timing. But he's in a good routine, and that was our offense today. He has energy. Yeah, he's never short on that. And we love that, whether it's a young guy coming up or whether it's somebody that's been here all season. That just he has that every day, even when he's not in the lineup. Just a great presence on our club.
Well, Lance's performance today overcame the walks in the second. Seemed like he got better and found a way to get guys out as the game went along.
You know, I was talking to Mike Shannon before the game, how just there's certain pitchers that figure out ways to get it done, even when they don't necessarily have their best stuff. And I think that inning, Lance getting up against the wall, it was amazing that he threw that many pitches, almost 40, and only limited to 2 runs. I mean, that's almost unheard of. But he kept making pitches. I thought he got better. He got better as he went. And he stayed the course. Unfortunately, we were able to keep him in there a little while. We needed to. We were short in the bullpen tonight and or today, and we needed him to be strong. And I don't know what we would have done, actually, if we would have had to get him out there in the second. But, he was starting to push it. Yeah, I don't know. Not much. Well, I can't say that that's not exactly true, because we had Tyler kind of playing catch, but my heart really wasn't into it. I really didn't want to see Tyler go out there and have to throw who knows how many pitches. I mean, he and Brady would have had to split a real big portion of that game. Just kind of watching Lance's mannerisms, there's times where you can just tell he's close and he feels good. I mean, it wasn't overly hot today. It was a beautiful day, so he wasn't sweating like crazy. I mean, he was just having trouble finding strike zone there for a little bit, but he got back into his rhythm. Yeah, I just attribute that to his toughness. And that's always valuable when you have a player who's been around for a little while. He's been through this with other people when they're in the conversation, whether it's teammates or people on the outside. And I know that he has sought some advice of how to go about it. And the way you go about it is you just keep doing your job. And it's been one of those things that I'm sure he doesn't want, since he's never gone through it before. This is his first organization, a place that he likes to be. So when you hear that, it's never easy and it's never fun to go through. But what he has done, I think, just shows the depth he has and how he's able to figure things out and to move on and keep doing what he's doing. He's had a great year for us so far, and he just needs to stay focused on that next start that he's given.
Is that next start going to be with you?
Yeah, that's all I know. I mean, so... we all understand the business of baseball, and there's no guarantees for any of us, but just what's in front of you right now, and don't let speculation or anything else get in the way of how much you enjoy and take care of today.
Kind of going off that a little bit, I mean, with the trade deadline tomorrow, have you given much thought to what this team could look like come Tuesday when you start to see your Brewers?
Yeah, obviously, I'm involved in certain conversations that give me information where I know kind of where there's interest and kind of what's going on, but I don't go there. I mean, I've heard all kinds of things that were as much as done and they never happened. And that's what I continue to remind the guys too, is there's so many outlets and avenues to hear right now, different ideas and rumors. That's all it is. I mean, they call it proper, it's trade rumor. Now some of it, obviously there's reasoning that it might have some traction, but overall, stay with what you know, and that's how to play the game.
How about the back end of the bullpen today?
Loved it. I mean, that was spot on. I mean, Tyler came in, did a great job, got through his guys, just the one hard hit, double by Descalzo, and then Bowman continues to show that he can do something that not many guys do in those big situations against the big part of their order. And then watching Owen and Rosie do what they did, I mean, that's – that's kind of how we envisioned this year. That's what we envisioned. Not necessarily that order at the beginning, but we had two guys that we knew should be able to go in and shut down any lineup at the back end if we have a short lead, and they did a terrific job. Yeah, I'm just pleased how the guys are playing. And just those different pieces, like we talk about the bullpen, that's another one that you can just kind of see that's what it's supposed to look like. We talk about that a lot, right, early on as a team. How do we set that benchmark for what it should look like? And don't settle for anything less. And for these guys to go out and have those kind of outings, that's, once again, putting that bar up there for how they should go and what they should expect of themselves and each other. And nobody needs to do any more than that. Just keep going, and we have the talent to do what we want to do.
On the almost rundown.
No, it's pitcher spot. Yeah. Wong needs to be back over there in case there's another throw back to second base. Yeah.
Trevor was really good in that ninth inning role. Obviously, seems to want down. How good has he been lately for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, his last few outings are as good as anybody. And we don't doubt that. When he's right, when he's attacking the strike zone, he is as good as anybody. So it's not really surprising. I never have seen him without determination, so I don't see that difference. I see a guy who's in a good place physically and with confidence, and he's preparing, he works hard, he wants the ball, has wanted the ball. Sometimes it's easier than others.